We're all living in a time of high stress and anxiety. And while there are many ways people have found solace and maintained sanity during this time, going for brief walks, hikes, and run outside, with the proper social distancing, of course, has been a great outlet. So if that's how you're choosing to get away from things for a bit, then Allbirds has something that might help. Introducing the Tree Dasher from Allbirds, the world's first performance running shoe made from premium natural materials that are engineered to perform. FSC-certified eucalyptus fiber uppers and ZQ-certified merino wool deliver superior comfort and flexibility, and their proprietary sugarcane-derived sweet foam soles have been reworked into a dual-density midsole optimized for cushioning, energy return, and stability. Allbirds also printed the Dasher's carbon footprint right on the shoe, so you know its impact on the planet. They've made the environment a stakeholder in their business, because when the planet wins, we all win. With the new Allbirds Tree Dasher, feel confident knowing that you can run hard and tread light on the planet. Find your pair at Allbirds.com today.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Despite the horror of the pandemic and a continued climb in these numbers, some things are getting back to normal. I just saw on GetUp the question being asked, who benefited most in the NBA from the layoff? An impossible question to answer from any of our people who aren't scientists. But they will try to answer it. Why? Because it's disguised as rest versus rust. We've finally got some sports topics making their way into the arena. The person who's not making his way into the arena right now is Stugatz. He got a call on the way in. He was told that someone in his circle has tested positive, so he is headed home. A lot of people are testing positive. Derek Jones Jr. has tested positive. Aaron Donald has tested positive. Four Sacramento Kings have tested positive. Malcolm Brogdon has tested positive. And so Mike Ryan is just convinced at this point that we all have it. Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Le Batard Show. Do we all have it? The thing that is unique here, though, is for all of Stugatz's general malfeasance, for all of his laziness, for all of his cutting of corners, Stugatz doesn't let this seat next to me stay open because he's terrified I'm going to get wandering eyes. He's never late. He's never late. Stugatz is never late. He always shows up and on time is ready to do the show.
On time to you?
He takes my vacation. He takes the vacation the same time I do. He just does not want anyone getting in that seat and sitting in that seat and being able to use that microphone so that anyone notices anything. Like, he just doesn't. He will not let this seat be empty. Right now, he is rushing home, listening to my voice, driving 1,000 miles an hour, telling Abby or Finney to turn the Comrex on because he is speeding home. He doesn't want anybody to climb into his position or take over his spot. I don't think he would dispute that. Otherwise, how would you explain the fact that for all of his laziness, he's always in that seat?
Money.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to be on time. There are any number of things he gets paid for.
On time to you is just making it here in time for the microphones to go on.
But that's all he cares about. He's not. No, I'm not. Look, man. He always look.
Well, it's just you're painting him as a true professional.
No,
and we should dial it back.
All right, fine, fair enough. I'm not painting him as a true professional. I'm painting him as a scared person who doesn't want his seat taken by anybody. The thing that I believe
by
is,
doing the bare minimum.
Yes, the very bare minimum, but always on time. And this is what I believe. I believe that he's smoking heaters in the parking lot a half hour before the show starts, but only walks in here 2 minutes beforehand because he doesn't want anyone to ask him to do anything. So I believe he's here. I don't believe he's so lucky that he times traffic so perfectly that every day he arrives here 2 minutes before we start. I don't believe he's that good at measuring the vagaries and the inconsistencies of traffic.
No, you're absolutely right. I smell him every morning.
I think that he just goes nearby and starts smoking cigarettes until it's time to come in. But it is a marvel to behold that someone who is otherwise that inconsistent about putting forth effort is like a metronome in terms of arriving here to do the job for the appointed hours. The thing that I wanted to play for you, if you did not hear it, Bomani Jones went on with Will Cain. This was an unfortunate way for Will Cain to end his tenure at ESPN, where Will Cain made his last appearance on First Take yesterday, and then on his own show, I guess Bomani called in to ask him a question. Like Bomani said, he wasn't looking for a fight. He was just looking to ask him a question, and what ensued is worth listening to. Let's hear the first clip of Bomani Jones and Will Cain going back and forth on this NASCAR thing.
NASCAR decided that they were going to make these changes, and you had fans who were deciding, no, this is our space to do this, and they ride around the track before the race, and they fly the banner overhead. Like, that is an overt act of racism, and we should applaud NASCAR for the fact that they, for the first time ever, are standing up to those people. Instead, you're going to say that NASCAR failed by investigating what they believe to be a noose in the garage of the black driver? Come on, man.
I'm not saying NASCAR failed because they investigated. I'm saying NASCAR failed because they gave an affirmative statement before the investigation.
Okay,
and the news cycle was
I'm just saying this to you right now. If somebody were to hang a noose around my desk or something that looked like a noose near my desk and you saw it at the office and you came up to me and were like, well, hold on.
I don't think you said it was very plausible.
You brought up. We're like, well, let's hold on. Let's get to the bottom of it. Whoo, baby, me and you going to have a problem. And if you got a problem with that, then I think that you're being unfair to people for that thing is quacking. That thing is flapping. That thing is walking.
No.
Let's hold on.
But it wasn't.
If it's a duck. It just so happened this time it wasn't a duck.
Bo, I totally disagree with you about your probabilities you describe as well. The probabilities that a garage door pull tied into a certain knot was a noose versus a looking around with video evidence, NASCAR could have taken its time and gotten this right. And by the way, it wouldn't have taken much time. Video evidence, a quick survey of the landscape, realizing that there are pictures all over the place of showing this thing goes back to October, I don't think NASCAR's assumptions and probabilities were fair at all.
With the evidence that they had before them and what that appeared to be, I don't think that there was really anything wrong with the affirmative statement they put out, because here's the thing, if they don't put out an affirmative statement, what it fairly looks like in that case is that they are trying to downplay this. No, what they saw needed to be treated, I think, with the level of urgency that they pursued it with. No individual has paid any price for this. The only people who seem to be mad about this are people who think that there's something insulting about the idea that maybe, just maybe, after all the history in this country, maybe, just maybe, somebody white did something really ridiculously racist, as though that's some sort of anomalous activity. It's not. And white folks got to live with the fact that you're asking for a benefit of the doubt that is not supported by the historical record.
So Mike Ryan just said to me, Will Cain and Bomani handled this so much better than we did yesterday. There was a great deal of circumstantial evidence around NASCAR that made people jump to a conclusion. And that circumstantial evidence is NASCAR's history. The entire history of the sport is the circumstantial evidence why people jump to a conclusion.
And the country, and specifically Alabama.
I mean, it's a whole lot of events sort of conspired to make it so that perhaps NASCAR, in trying to overcorrect its racist past, probably went too fast in terms of announcing we have to figure this out. But I appreciate the transparency. And everything that happened afterward, I understand why people would object to what it is that happened afterward. The thing that I would say to you about this particular topic is I want you to imagine racism as a miles and miles and miles and miles long forest. This story, true or not, hate crime or not, this story is a little bit of glitter on one of the branches of one of the trees. And the sports media feasted on it. I can't dispute that. The country feasted on it and made NASCAR the primary sports topic in a way that hasn't happened in more than a decade, I don't feel like. And the reason is because those details are so obvious and so overt that anyone can point to them and say, that's wrong, it shouldn't be. I don't understand, and I will never understand, the number of people taking a victory lap because it was proven to not be so, as if that proves anything other than that particular glitter on that particular branch of that particular tree in that once instance might make you feel better about the fact that it's not quite as racist as you thought it was. But keep looking at the forest. There's a whole lot of trees out there. We've got more sound to play for you from this. How are we handling Stugatz's portion of this as he drives home because he can't come in today. We can't have him in here as we are all wearing asbestos suits and getting our temperature checked next door.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number is 3030.
We're all living in a time of high stress and anxiety. And while there are many ways people have found solace and maintained sanity during this time, going for brief walks, hikes, and runs outside, with the proper social distancing precautions, of course, has been a great outlet. So, if that's how you're choosing to get away from things for a bit, then Allbirds has something that might help. Introducing the Tree Dasher from Allbirds, the world's first performance running shoe made from premium natural materials that are engineered to perform. FSC-certified eucalyptus fiber uppers and ZQ-certified merino wool deliver superior comfort and flexibility. And the proprietary sugarcane-derived sweet foam soles have been reworked into a dual-density midsole optimized for cushioning, energy return, and stability. Allbirds also printed the Dasher's carbon footprint right on the shoe, so you know its impact on the planet. They've made the environment a stakeholder in their business. Because when the planet wins, we all win. With the new Allbirds Tree Dasher, feel confident knowing that you can run hard and tread light on the planet. Find your pair at allbirds.com today.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. This is Shower Sessions, half interview, half concert, all from the shower. Watch new music videos and exclusive interviews now at youtube.com/progressive. Today on ESPN Daily, as college football players report to training camps, more are testing positive for coronavirus. How are schools and players handling the risk? We will see. Will we even see college games in 2020? That's on ESPN Daily, presented by Marathon. These days, we have to travel smart. Marathon can help by improving engine performance with quality top-tier gasoline. Marathon, fueling the American spirit. Download and subscribe and review ESPN Daily, available wherever it is you get your podcast.
Making an executive decision here because Stugatz has had to head home, and that means that I have to do the show through Mike Ryan. So, Mike Ryan, I would like you to hand Stugatz's responsibilities to the fake Stugatz, Billy Gill, who does Stugatz as well as Stugatz does, and I would like to hear the fake Stugatz so that the listener has the show that the listener is accustomed to, or something closer to the listener and the listener's familiarity. As Stugatz heads home, he was driving in, but then he got some news that someone around him had tested positive, and so now he has to go home, and I think he will be on with us shortly. We've got L. Duncan later on the show, and I wanted to get to more of that bow sound, or as Stugatz calls him, 80. He calls him 80 because one time someone named Bo called into the show, and Stugatz can't read. He's kind of dyslexic. And so he actually said, 80, you're on ESPN Radio, when it was Bo. Bo went on with Will Cain. And in order to be fair to Will Cain, because I have had precious few interactions with Will Cain, and they have been pleasant. Will Cain, while he argues things that I tend to disagree with, Will Cain seems to sort of be in on the performance aspect of this nonsense that we do, that I like as professional wrestling, even though I like it less around these kinds of topics. But I think Will Cain actually believes what it is that he is espousing. I believe that Will Cain is not being disingenuous when he espouses a conservative viewpoint and leans into the argument television. Now, I would make the argument that argument television has been worse than it has been better for sports journalism. First Take used to be ESPN's worst show, like viewed as its most criticized show. And it has become not that, as Argument Television has taken over and First Take is now one of the crown jewels of ESPN. I don't know whether that says more about First Take or what it is that's happened to ESPN in the argument culture. But Argument Television is something that I don't believe we do particularly well, but we do a good deal of it. I don't like Argument Television. I don't do Argument TV shows. You don't see huge arguments break out on Highly Questionable. Maybe it would be more successful if huge conflict tensions were raised on that show. But I have purposely, when Bomani came on that show, I talked to him about, like, let's not do what an argument show, because I really do despise the contrivances in it, even as I enjoy the professional wrestling elements of much of what it is that we have become as a show and ESPN has become, because you do see some people who are very much performing and enjoying the performance as opposed to simply telling you what they think. It's maybe what they think turned up to a volume meant to enhance making good television. But this was an organic thing that happened on Will Cain's show. Will Cain was just talking, Bomani heard it, and Bomani called in and asked him a question.
He teased it on Twitter, which had me running to my television.
Yeah, because I don't think Bomani has done very much of this. He doesn't do very much of this, but there was an opening.
He said he was breaking a self-imposed rule by doing it.
And Will Cain, how soon does Will Cain leave? You really like Will Cain. You've gotten to know him.
Yeah, Will Cain's a friend. Yeah.
Will Cain has how much time left at the network?
Why are you putting me in this position? I don't know. He's just saying that this is, you know, one of the last go-rounds. He obviously tweeted out. I don't know what he said in terms of an end date. There are reports out there. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, very good. Excellent work, as always.
You shouldn't put a person in that position.
Let's play the sound of some more of the sound of Bomani Jones on with Will Cain talking about this NASCAR thing.
White folks got to live with the fact that you're asking for a benefit of the doubt that is not supported by the historical record.
That is such a broad sweeping indictment of an entire race of people in this country that it's
It's a sweeping indictment of the history of this country newspapers of the day come back to support.
When you say benefit of the doubt, that is something that is earned by individuals, Bo. I want to respond to what you said.
You're wrong there, and that's the biggest problem with all
of
this
stuff. That's basically where we disagree. I believe in individualism and agency. I believe it at the core of my being, and I think it's what solves the problems in this country.
I know you believe that, but in application, white people receive the benefit of the doubt blanketly as a group of people in the face of circumstances that nobody else can ever receive. That's why when people actually get caught doing something racist and they give some, oh, my bad apology, and everybody's like, oh, well, he apologized, moved on, I'm sure he turned into a different person. It's because of a broad benefit of the doubt that white people receive in this country that other people do not get. And I'm sorry. There is not enough here to say that it is unfair if someone truly believes they saw something fashioned as a noose, and what apparently from the descriptions of Bubba Wallace and others, what it looked like in that garage on that rope is not what it looked like in the other garages. It's just not. There appears to be a difference there. Like, I'm not here to believe that people just are really like, yo, hurry up and call the FBI. Don't nobody want to do that. They don't. But broadly speaking, the idea that somebody could put a noose in Bubba Wallace's stall, it's not close to being out of the realm of possibility. It's not even there. You seem more bothered by the fact that somebody got this wrong than you were with this display of defiance that took place before the race, with the racist trying to assert that NASCAR is theirs, when NASCAR is like, yo, could you please chill out? That's not what we want to do no more.
All right, I'd like to respond to that. I hope you'll let me respond to that here on the Will Cain Show.
And that's where we cut it off.
Yeah. There's another part to that. By the way, Will's confirmed last show is tomorrow. That is the last Will Cain show. Thank you to ESPN for reaching out to me and letting me know what the answer is there.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show, Win Stugatz podcast, comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number is 3030. All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show, hi everyone, appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are made from natural gas. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W-30. Here's your SportsCenter update. The preseason opening Cowboys-Steelers game at the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio on August 6th is being canceled, and the Hall of Fame's August 8th enshrinement ceremony is being postponed because of the coronavirus pandemic. Jerome Aginla, Marian Hossa, Kevin Lowe, Doug Wilson, Kim St. Pierre, Ken Holland, they have all been inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame. I only know two of them.
No, we're laughing. The first part we were laughing at is Roy was laughing at you. Again, Les, one you should know. I mean, it's been, you know, he's been in the league
for, as you just stated, he's a Hall of Famer.
He was in the league for a very long time. But Chris wasn't even laughing at that. Chris was laughing and was celebrating, really. We're back, sort of. Your phlegm being there 30 seconds in and just sort of derailing everything. That Chris found comfort in your phlegm because it was like, okay, the show sounds a little more like it was supposed to. I can't wait to sink into all the things that happened last segment. Like, I can't. Let's hurry up and get through this so that we can sink into all the disasters that happened last
segment. Oh, I'm sunk.
Yep. And finally, Jerome, there's two eyes in there for some reason. I'm not blaming anyone. Mike blamed someone, by the way. That's $2. And finally, Universal Pictures is looking to reboot the movie Twister and is in negotiations with Top Gun Maverick helmer Joseph Kaczynski to direct. All right. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
Billy, does your microphone now work? A functioning microphone.
Hello?
Okay, very good. So now
it's always worked. It doesn't just work and not work. It works.
Okay, but sometimes it doesn't end up on air. Like, I don't know why that happens. Regardless, Mike Ryan is spinning a lot of plates in the other room. Stu Gatz has had to go home, and he is now back in his office, so I expect to hear from Finney soon. I had post-traumatic stress disorder from all those shows we did during the pandemic because whatever audio problems we had last segment were my fault, because when Stu Gatz left, all of a sudden Mike was taking on Stu Gatz's role, and guess how that made things shift? It put me in the position of touching the buttons, and that is never a good idea. Keep me away from the button. So let's go back to the original sound that was echoey, specifically because I touched a button I wasn't supposed to touch. Let's go back to the sound of 80, totally unfair edit at the end. I don't know who edited this, but cutting it off on Will Kane at the end. Chris, you edited this? Like, that's totally unfair what you did to Will Kane there.
I like to end these with a little comedy so it gets us to the next clip. We pick up with the next one right where Will is, so I just thought it was a funny way, because Bo talks for like 2 minutes and then Will Kane's like, can I respond on the Will Kane show? I thought that was funny.
I mean, it's the Cowboys' final ride here at ESPN, and you absolutely nuked him with the way you edited that sound, man. I mean, jeez.
Is his nickname the Cowboy? Is he called? I know he loves the Cowboys. Is his nickname?
My nickname for him.
It should be. If it's not, Will the Cowboy Kane is absolutely what should be his nickname. So play the sound without the echo now, Mike.
I appreciate you wanting to interact with me today. It's the first time we've ever, I think, not ever, a few times on air interacted. I believe this. I believe there are terrible people in this world. There are racist people in this world. Do I believe they showed up in NASCAR races and flew flags? I do believe that. And I think they always will be. And I think that those people, as you pointed out, will probably always exist, and this evidence is meaningless to them. Their racism is core to who they are. But I believe that human beings out there that can be won over, that are truly persuadable people, who realize that if I look internally and improve my own individual life, don't qualify my virtue by yelling racist at other people, but live a life of action and as a good human being, they can be persuaded. But, and this gets to my outrage now, but if you undercut the truth consistently, this is an example, there are others, and you say, what have you made a big deal about this, Will, on. You know the other examples, whether or not it's the circle game or a child's tweets who goes on to be a professional athlete. When you make, take a moment like this and you such cavalier disregard for the truth, what you do is you lose those persuadable people who will stop looking inward individually, and that's why, to take this conversation full circle, I believe you do this country a disservice and you take a step backwards.
And if those people can be dissuaded that easily by that one mistake, they're not nearly as persuadable as you're giving them credit for being, which is you.
Or that's how important I think the truth is. Or it's just how important
the doubt.
Or it's just important. It just shows how important I believe the truth is.
Well, I mean, the one thing I do think, though, the truth in this is very important. I think there's something to it. What gets frustrating often, like, in hearing you talk about this is, somehow you be the only one that's speaking the truth, right? Like, you're the only dude that's, everybody else is falling for it, right? Everybody else is out here on some okey-doke when it comes to this. But you, seeker of truth in this matter, we got the truth now, right? And so I can see, people may have gotten it wrong in a very sensitive time. They put a two and two together that did not happen to be four. But I think that's far more reasonable than you give it credit for being. And you give way more credit to these people who then on the back end will then say, well, I don't care about these things anymore, rather than chastise them for the fact that they never gave a damn in the first place.
All right. I appreciate the interaction. Bomani Jones here on the Will Cain Show. Thank you.
All right, man. Be good.
All right. I simply care about the truth. I think it is fundamental, foundational.
All right. The truth is that slavery is America's greatest sin. It's original sin, and we are continuing to try to recover from it. And many areas of this country are filled with so much desperation that it hasn't been able to be overcome, as a lot of black communities don't have any ownership and you don't have any inheritance that can be passed down, because America's history of original sin continues in a different way with mass incarceration and segregation that you find in redlining and housing districts that are racist. And when you look at Kentucky and find one voting booth for 600,000 people in a disadvantaged area, you find one voting area like that. All of that stuff is our past. It's all tied together. I don't know. I'm actually kind of surprised that so many people think that their people would have rebounded just fine from slavery, like that would have rebounded with all of the things that have happened in this country since, whether you're talking about Tulsa or Birmingham. Like, you've got Russell Westbrook embarking on a project now to teach you more about how a black economy was nuked after getting back on its feet than the American school system teaches you. Like, you have to be willfully negligent at best and willfully ignorant at worst to ignore the echoes of America's original sin on this, and how it handcuffs and limits black people in a way that is super desperate, as we incarcerate them at, what is it? What are the numbers? I think it's kill them 3-1 on black people when you're going per capita, 3-1 at a 3-1 rate. And I believe it's incarcerate them at a 7-1 rate, but I shouldn't say that without actually having looked it up. And I don't probably need to tell you that that prison is a big business. Like, it's a giant business.
And yeah, so there's a misnomer in this country that your tax paying dollars, or the same police that are pulling you over, are the same police that are handling the prison system. No, those are private corporations. They are hired. They are private prison systems. It is a capitalistic venture, and you need people in those jails to keep it as one.
You've got police being paid a lot of money to disproportionately put black people in jail, where the jail is a business. That is the new prison. That is the new, that is what is being marched against in the streets. It's the echoes of the racism on that slavery. And I understand all of you who are saying, That's many, many years ago. No black person out there has felt a whip on their back. But there are plenty who have felt a noose on their neck, and you don't have to go back 200 years to find it.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card. That's why we created Eno, the Capital One assistant that looks out for surprise credit card charges like overtipping, duplicate charges, or potential fraud, then sends an alert to your phone and helps if you need to fix them. Another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. We love sports. Sports inspire us. They give us hope in ourselves and the world. And, of course, in amazing comebacks, our love for sports grows each day. Dear Sports is our love letter to sports. Share your Dear Sports letter with us. Call 860-506-6161. Or you can share a video or text using the hashtag Dear Sports on Twitter or Instagram.
So I got something wrong earlier. I gave Aaron Donald the coronavirus. Evidently, Aaron Donald does not have the coronavirus.
You were certainly breaking news to me. I don't want to correct you, but I was a little surprised.
That should be a pretty big fine, I think.
Okay,
I
what mean, should
just
be the...
below killing someone.
What yeah, should, well, wait a
no,
minute.
That's not killing someone.
Wait a minute. You just went home. You just went home because of the coronavirus. Are you going to die?
Well, no, but I did that. Listen, I am following protocol here. I did that for you and Mike. I had to make you aware of what was going on. Let's be clear here. I do not have the coronavirus.
You don't know that for sure.
Not that you know. Yeah, not you that know. You know.
Will, you have to get tested.
I will do the responsible thing today. Immediately after the show, I've already set it up. I will go get tested. And like everything in my life, I will share it with the audience once I have the results. But listen, you just gave someone the coronavirus that does not have it. It's at least $25.
How did you get that confused? Well, I'm curious as to what happened there.
I just read something wrong. That's all.
Oh, I thought maybe you'd mix up a name and, like, I don't know, like Aaron Neville had it or something. is Aaron Neville still with us?
Wait a minute. Is this a $50 fine?
Oh, my God.
Wait
a minute. No, you already killed him.
I asked if he was still with us, and he is. I wanted to make sure that I wasn't.
Lucky.
Yeah. Phew. I'm good. I'm covered.
What should be the fine? What should be the fine for giving Aaron Donald the coronavirus when he did not have it? $5?
Sure.
That's good.
That sounds right.
So, well, because Stugatz is trying to sneak in there with $25 fines.
Well, you know. So, well, how much is it if you kill someone?
It's $50. Like, it's $50 if we kill somebody who wasn't dead. I think it's only been paid once when I accidentally killed Frank Layden, the former Utah coach.
That was unfortunate. So I feel like giving someone a virus that they don't have should be half of that. But whatever. I mean, we digress. $5 is fun.
So here from the U.S. Department of Justice, and you know that the United States by far has the largest incarceration rate. For those of you who aren't familiar with what a big business the prison system is, we have the largest incarceration rate anywhere in the world. And according to the U.S. Department of Justice, this article is a couple years old, and the numbers I'm reading here as we go, the numbers of black population in jail has actually gone down the last couple of years. But an estimated 5.1% of all persons in the United States will be confined in a state or federal prison during their lifetime if incarceration rates recorded in 1991 remain unchanged throughout the future. The lifetime chances of a person going to prison are higher for men, 9% than for women, 1%, and higher for blacks, 16.2%, and Hispanics, 9.4%, than for whites, 2.5%. At current levels of incarceration, a black male in the United States today has a greater than 1 in 4 chance of going to prison during his lifetime, while a Hispanic male has 1 in 6 chance, and a white male has a 1 in 23 chance of ending up in jail. L. Duncan is going to join us here in a moment, and I'm going to segue awkwardly from those statistics to finding out how Stugatz feels about Adam Gase evidently running off Jamal Adams. The complaints in New York, Stugatz, that Jamal Adams is down on Gase, and Dolphin fans know that Gase ran counter to some of the players there, and you are friends with Gase, and so this puts you in a funny position.
It does. I would also remind Jamal Adams, you're free safety, dude. A, you're under contract. B, you're free safety. Like, you don't like the coach. Listen, you've been dealing with this for 2 or 3 years. I've been dealing with it my entire life. You're already tired of the coach and the team and the organization. Like, come on. You got 38 years to go before you catch up to me. And no team has ever won a Super Bowl because of their free safety ever in the history of the NFL. Never.
L. Duncan next.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your teenager to help around the house?
Okay, Mom, I emptied the dishwasher, vacuumed the basement, and folded the sheets out of the dryer.
Wait, what?
Oh, and next, I'm going to clean Mitten's litter box.
Are we in some kind of prank show or something? That's a camera, isn't it?
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.